you know, bring it up. You make it a little pithy little saying. Now, on my stream, like every single time at the halfway point, right before I go on break, I say the same three things. Check out my YouTube channel. Check out my coffee page. And tell a friend. Those are three things that I do constantly. And then at the end of the week on my stream, I always say, this is my last stream of the week, but I'll be in Discord, so let's meet up there. Why do I do that? Why is it the same thing every day and the same thing every week? Because those are four things I want to happen.
Hello, welcome to the Taco Talks podcast featuring Pastor Al Deschanel, known online as Christian Ninja, full-time content creator and executive director of Taco, the Alliance for Creative Outreach. He uses his education, experience, and pastor's heart to unite, develop, and train Christian content creators to serve and grow well on the digital mission field. I'm your host, Scott, a fellow content creator, Twitch streamer, and podcaster known online as The Born Again Gamer. We hope this podcast will help you unleash your potential, reach your vision, and create content that radiates God's glory. Hey everyone, I hope you had an awesome, restful Holy Week. We are back with another episode of Taco Talks, and this one, like the others, is so good. Are you taking time to improve your content creation? Is it kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants situation, where you watch a how-to if it pops up on your feed? Or maybe it's a bit more concrete, like an in-person class or a virtual class? Let's take a listen to the latest episode, How to Go from Idea to Reality.
In 2016, Billy McFarland and Ja Rule announced that there was going to be the most exciting event in the history of ever. It was going to be called the Fyre Festival. It's promoted as this like exclusive luxury music festival on like a private island in the Bahamas, and it was going to be the ultimate experience that top tier musical acts, gourmet food, amazing accommodations. It was like the hype was huge. Expectations were sky high. I even remember looking and seeing some of the ads and going, that's crazy. That looks like it's going to be like absolutely lavish. The reality, however, ended up being starkly different. The attendees who came, who had paid literally thousands of dollars to get there, they arrived and they were literally stranded. And they had inadequate shelter, insufficient food, none of the luxury that was promised. Like they were in really terrible tents. They were given like terrible sandwiches. They didn't even have enough bathrooms or toilet paper for everyone that actually attended. The festival obviously completely unraveled and was lambasted on social media. It just revealed this huge lack of proper infrastructure and planning and just massive misrepresentation, like blatantly lying to everyone. The organizers actually faced multiple lawsuits. They were sentenced to years in prison. They had to forfeit millions of dollars. They were sued for tens of million dollars in damages. It was an absolute catastrophe. A lot of people look at the Fyre Festival as this cautionary tale of how this great big idea that's amplified in social media to get all the hype, celebrity endorsement, can fail so catastrophically when you don't execute properly. Or how careful we have to be when seeing things online and how amazing they look and how, you know, we as consumers need to look at that and be very cautious as to what's actually happening. It could be wrong. But for today, I want to use it as a reminder that we can have some big ideas. We can have this moment of inspiration. We can have like really big thoughts. And when we try to execute them, when we try to realize them, it all of a sudden becomes that we need far more than just excitement or passion or a big idea. There's a disconnect between having that idea and making it real. Today, we're going to talk about that disconnect. We're diving into a topic that I hope is going to resonate with a lot of content creators that struggle with taking an idea and making it happen. There are a lot of content creators I know out there who have some amazing ideas, like true genius ideas, real passion, the desire to see the world change for the better through their creativity, and they want to change lives and meet people and then they just spin their wheels. They never get the big idea going. I hear it all the time. I hear someone say, oh, I'm going to be doing this and I'm going to be doing this and I can't wait to do this. And I just started doing this and this is what my plans are. And a year later, I hear the same, this is what I think I'm going to do. This is what I want to try. This is what I'm going to try. And then months later, you hear it again and it never gets off the ground. A lot of talk, a lot of ideas, even logos, titles, but no actual work. And I'm sure that's happened to you too. You're going for a walk, you're in the shower, you're praying, you're talking to somebody, and you get that spark of inspiration that just kind of hits you, this idea that you're like, man, that's going to be a game changer. You're excited, so you write down your ideas, and you tell some friends, you tell your followers, but then, you know, like reality starts to set in, and the days pass, and the original enthusiasm starts to wane a little bit. That brilliant idea gets kind of stuck as just an idea. Now, why does that happen? Why do so many of us struggle to turn our inspirations into reality? Or for that matter, say you do get started. You've started your content creation. You've got the Twitch channel. You've got the Twitter feed. You've got the blog. You've got the podcast. You've got whatever. And you know it's a good idea and you know you got some things, but you're just kind of stuck. Like, why isn't it going to the next level? Why isn't it not, you know, taking off? What do I have to do to make that vision I originally had become reality? How do you avoid that trap of inaction, or worse, absolute failure of execution, to ensure that your ideas actually become impactful, that they actually become creations? Well, I'm going to give six principles that I've shared a few places. I've shared it on YouTube. I've shared it on stream. I have taught it during classes, but I wanted to make sure that everyone who listens to the podcast gets this too, because it is critical, critical stuff. This is how to get things done. Number one, how do you get things done? What you talk about gets done. Okay. What you talk about gets done. Now, this is definitely part that the Fyre Festival got right. If you want something done, you must share it with others, and you must keep talking about it over and over and over. They were amazing at that. Everybody knew it was going to happen. But what you're doing here is you're not just advertising whatever it is. You are publicly committing to it. You're setting yourself up. You're giving your accountability to get going and to do what you actually said you're going to do. As you share this idea, the all the updates about where the idea is at and your idea moving from imagination to reality, it becomes more and more real. And more people know about it, the more likely you are to act on it and continue acting on it. That sort of fear of failure, or that excitement from other people being excited with you, drives you forward because you're talking about it. I think one of the things that a lot of the people that mess up this get wrong is that they have this initial burst of ideas and they tell a bunch of people, but then it kind of goes away and they don't share anything. They kind of hunker down and they don't talk about it at all for a long time. And then they come back and they're like, oh, I've decided to restart this whole thing. I'm going to start it all over. And this is my new vision. And then that dies down too. And it never really goes anywhere. And they're never talking about it. This isn't just big things, right? This is little things too. Like, do you want more people to subscribe, right? Is that a goal of yours? You want people to subscribe? Well, then you have to tell them. You have to tell them over and over and over. There's a reason why every YouTube video has like and subscribe, because they've done the work. They checked it out. They said that people actually do it if you remind them. I know me, if I hear the person say, you know, hit the like button, it would really help me out, I go, you're right. I forget every single time. I'll go hit the like button. If it's a priority, are you telling people? Are you saying it? Do you want more financial supporters? Well, then you have to share your needs and you have to share with them where they can contribute, how they can give it to you. And you have to do it regularly, over and over and over. Do you want more mods or do you want to build some kind of team? Well, you got to make a note to share it. You know, like every week, once a week, you're like, okay, this is what I want to say. And this is what I'm going to, this is what I want. And this is what I'm going to do. And this is the plan. And every week you kind of share it. Sure. You don't go over the whole plan, but you, you know, bring it up. You make it a little pithy little saying. Now on my stream, like every single time at the halfway point, right before I go on break, I say the same three things. Check out my YouTube channel. Check out my coffee page. And tell a friend. Those are three things that I do constantly. And then at the end of the week on my stream, I always say, this is my last stream of the week, but I'll be in Discord. So let's meet up there. Why do I do that? Why is it the same thing every day and the same thing every week? Because those are four things I want to happen. I want to get to 500 subscribers on YouTube. I want people to go to coffee and sign up for my updates. I want them to see how to support. I want them to tell a friend so I can grow numerically. I want them to come to Discord so we can do follow-up care and so we can get to know each other better. Those are four big priorities for my channel, and so I don't shut up about them. If you want it done, you must talk about it. Next. What gets trained for gets done. If you want to get things done and you really want it to happen, you have to invest time in learning and honing skills. Not just yours, but anything you want done. Training is like this bridge between the idea and making it real. If you want to do it, then you're probably going to need to do some research or some skill building. If you want someone else to do it, they're going to probably have to do some research, do some skill building. You're going to have to tell them what to do. If you're going to have to give them training, right? It's not just for you. Of course, if you're like, I want to be a better artist, I'm going to go learn how to do art. I'm going to want to be a better musician, better at audio, better at whatever. Take a class, watch a video. That's not what I'm talking. Yes, you have to do that, but it's not all of what I'm talking about. For example, do you want really good moderators? I mean, like when you're in your Discord or in your comment section or whatever live, do you want your moderators to be really good at their job? Like that's a high level priority for you. It's you want them to be able to be proficient and consistent and know how to react to stuff. You want them to be a support system. If that's what you want, then do you have a training program for them to kind of understand what you want them to be good at, to give them the tools so that they can actually pull it off? It doesn't have to be custom. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be written by you. You don't have to teach a class, but like it could just be as easy as finding a good YouTube video that basically says what you want to say. It covers what you want to cover and say, listen, you have to watch this before becoming a mod. Let me know if you watched it, we can talk about it, or let me know and fill out the paper, or let me know and tell me what you learned, whatever it is, because if you train for it, then it's way more likely to get done. If you want something done, you need to know how to do it, and they need to know how to do it. And if it's important to you, make sure everybody who's involved knows how to do it. Next, what gets measured gets done. What gets measured gets done. I know as content creators, it's really easy to shy away from numbers. Actually, to get both sides. You're either obsessed with the numbers, and it's all you can think about, or you're scared of the numbers, and you don't want to look at them at all. But the numbers are important. They're like a map that shows you where you've been and predicts where you're going to go. Now, obviously, if you're obsessing over your analytics and it's making you crazy, don't do that. Don't look at them every day. Don't look at them after you post. Don't post and then stare at it and see when the numbers go up. Just walk away. Let the art stand for itself, or let the post or the video or the whatever you're doing stand for itself. But make it a point to check in regularly. You know, once every couple weeks, once a month, once every week, whatever it is. Do an experiment, see if the numbers change. If you know your numbers, if you share the numbers, if you're able to understand where you're at in that way, if you're measuring things, then your priorities will show. And that's for better or for worse, right? If you're consistently talking, consistently looking at your numbers or your money or your wins or whatever, they're going to know that that's exactly what you're about. Right? That's what you talk about. That's what you're measuring. That's the numbers. But if you're like, let's talk about these other priorities, I want this to be important, say followers or conversions or people that join the study or join the Discord, whatever you're measuring, that's going to be the thing that people get excited about, that they understand is important. For example, let's say you want to raise money for a new piece of hardware, right? Well, go find out how much it costs, make a chart of some kind, like one of the little like thermometer or something, and let people know where you're at. They'll know it's a priority because you're measuring it. Or say you're trying to hit a subscriber goal. Tell people during the episode or the post or the podcast or whatever, where you're at. Right at the very, very bottom of your art. We're at 1,402 out of 1,500 subscribers. Let's hit our goal, right? Being accurate shows how important it is to you, and it gives people an idea of where they can channel their supportive energies. What gets measured gets done. Next, what gets budgeted gets done. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, right? That basically means that you're going to dedicate your resources to the things you care about most. And the principle holds true for content creation as well. If you want to get better quality, if you want to get a larger following, if you want more impact, if you want to help more people, then like it or not, it's going to cost you money. So I ask you, does your content creation have a budget? Now, if you're not making any money yet, you're not there yet, do you have a plan for what you're going to do with the first $100 you earn? That's how it works on Twitch, right? You got to make 100 before they'll give you the first check. So do you have a plan for the first chunk that they send you? Now, if you don't have a plan, you'll probably celebrate with pizza, or you're going to do something and, you know, something silly with it. Might I suggest that at the beginning of your content creation journey, that assuming you have a job, you know, and you're just kind of doing it part-time, that every dollar you make from that content creation is turned back into your content, right? Every dollar you make is turned back to your content. It's just, it's self-sufficient. You make it self-sufficient. Or if you do have a little extra income from work that, and your content creation is important to you, give it a little budget, right? Even $50 per month is going to help your content get a little better consistently. Get better hardware, get better software, get a little ad space. You know, buy a fancy graphic, get a new logo, use it to invest in some kind of training or a tool to help you be more efficient. That little bit of money, that little bit of budget is going to make you incrementally better, make you be, your product will be better, and people will see that. My encouragement is really don't wait until you have the money before you decide what to do with it. Make a list of your priorities, figure out what they're worth, then make a plan for how you're going to pay for it. If you want it done, if it's important to you, then budget it. I really want followers. Okay, let's talk about how. What's it going to cost to be able to do that ad? You know, I really want to be able to make animation, but I don't have the software. How much is the software? Right? Let's talk about it. Let's budget for it. Let's see when we can get it. Let's figure this out. What gets budgeted gets done. Next one, what gets confronted gets done. This is about standing firm in your convictions, realigning them when, like yourself when necessary, being open to constructive feedback, you know, allowing confrontation to be part of your creation journey. Now, most people, and I would say especially introverts and creatives, they don't like confrontation. They don't want to point out anyone else's issues because they don't want to be mean, and they don't want anyone to confront them about their own because they've got enough problems, right? They just don't need anybody up their nose about anything. But you can't grow. No one can grow if you don't have standards, and you'll never achieve excellence if you don't have the strength to confront issues. If you say want to be a positive atmosphere, like you want your channel or your Discord or your comment section, you want it to be a positive place, then you have to be prepared to confront the people who aren't. Confront the people who are challenging that. You have to be willing to say what they did wrong, why it's wrong, what your standards are, and give them the warning that if they're not following in line, they can't participate anymore. Right? That's hard. I know that's hard. A lot of you aren't good at confrontation, but the question is, what do you want? Do you want a positive atmosphere that helps people, that is not good for those who are coming in with mental health issues or coming in with struggles, PTSD, whatever it is? Do you want that atmosphere? Well, then if that's important to you, that's what you want to get done, you have to confront those who aren't doing it. Say you want mods that actually show up to stream, right? You want them to help with conversation, whatever you want. Your moderators, this is what you want them to do. Then tell them what you want and let them know when it's not happening, right? And I can hear what you're saying, right? They're volunteers. What if they get mad? What if they leave? I don't want to make them mad. I need my mods. Well, let me challenge you with this. Most people want to know what the standards are. They want to know what the expectations are. You do. If you join something, literally anything, you want to know what they expect. You want to know what the time commitment is. You don't want to know what they want out of you. And people are more likely to join a group that maintains excellence and demonstrates consistency, right? Which one do you want to join? The group that is all over the map, that anybody could do whatever they want, that nobody's held accountable and doesn't seem to know what's doing, or the one that is very consistent in what they're doing, how they sound, who they're taking care of, and who they're confronting. I guarantee you want the one that's consistent. And people who want to cause trouble, people who don't want to help, people who are joining for the wrong reasons, they need to be weeded out for the sake of the rest of your community. And so confronting them, you'll find out they just came in to cause trouble. They just came in because they had the wrong reason, the wrong idea. They came in and they were trying to cause trouble. And you were able to weed them out by confronting them. And this works for you too, right? This isn't just about them. This is about you. Do you have a feedback loop? You need people to evaluate your content, evaluate your demeanor, evaluate your posts, evaluate your words, evaluate, you know, how you're coming across, and are willing to tell you when you're slipping. There needs to be a group of people you trust who you know are on your side, have been given permission to confront you. They might see things you don't, issues that are happening that you would never notice. Even if you watch your own content or look at your own posts, you don't see it, but they're crippling you. They're crippling what you're trying to do. These people on the outside, that feedback loop, are what protect you. Create one. Maybe it's an evaluation form. Maybe you have a special channel where people voice complaints. Maybe you have a regular meeting with a group of creators who just kind of look over your stuff. Maybe you ask for a special assessment of what you do from people you trust. Whatever works for you, get the feedback. I'll tell you, I've used all of these. I've had feedback forms. I have had places where people can complain. I've had regular meetings with creators. I've had special assessments and sent it out to all kinds of people going, can you look at our stuff? Because I want to get feedback. I want to be confronted if there's a problem and fix it. Why? Because it's important to me. I demonstrate it's important to me. And I get it done by confronting it. If you're not willing to confront, you're not willing to get better. Imagine if the Fire Folks Festival, right, those people actually had someone looking over their shoulder, giving accountability. You know, hey, what are you guys doing with that money? You know, have you actually secured the talent? Do you have anywhere for someone to stay? What are you doing there? Do you even have enough toilet paper for everyone, right? If they had that accountability, if they had someone looking over their shoulder, they had someone to confront them, their mistakes, their oversights may have not have happened, and they could have saved the event. Finally, what gets rewarded gets done. Incentives can be powerful motivators to get things done. Whether it's recognition, like a shout out, or financial gain, actually getting some money from it, or a gold star or a t-shirt or whatever, rewarding progress encourages that continued effort and achievement. So celebrate the milestones, even really small ones. Like say you get 10 wins in a row or 100 followers, or you tried a new format and something cool happened, or you're on your 50th episode, or you're raising money for someone and it actually got somewhere, right? It doesn't have to be huge, but celebrating things that are important to you show everybody what your priorities are, and everybody gets excited and wants to do it again. Right? They want to do it again. Wow, you got 10? Can't wait till we hit 20. Wow, you got 100? Can't wait till we hit 500. Wow, we celebrated at 50th? That's crazy. What are we going to do for 100? They're excited. What you reward gets done. And it doesn't have to be super expensive stuff, right? You can thank people, your team, your supporters, whatever, with just like a note, just to say, hey, thank you for doing that thing. I really appreciate that. You are rewarding them with a thank you because they did something right, which means they're going to want to do the right thing again. Or you can make a little special behind the scenes video, talk to the camera, share your heart. If you want people to know what's important to you and you want them to participate in it, give them a reason why. Put a little extra effort in. Celebrate people who get things right. Right? So when your admin confronts an issue and or fixes something, say thank you privately and publicly. When someone in your community fights through an issue that you've been talking about, like they overcome an addiction or they go to church or they confront a problem or they restore a relationship, they start streaming for the first time, whatever it is, shout it out, celebrate them. If your community is all about addiction recovery or relationship recovery or trying to learn a new skill or fixing your spirituality or whatever it is, when that happens, make a big deal out of it, because not only will you make that person feel great, but you'll be able to demonstrate to everybody, this is what we're about. This is what gets us excited. And other people are going to want to do that, so they get celebrated too. Once your community sees how excited you are, they're reminded you're not just a creator. You're here to change lives. And they're incentivized to step up. And by the way, this also works for you, right? Set up little rewards for what you want to accomplish for yourself. Say you have a hard time showing up to stream on time, right? You have a hard time being consistent in your posts. Maybe you can't seem to get there. You know it's supposed to be Tuesdays, but you can never do it. If you do it for a whole week, you post properly, you show up on time, whatever it is, figure out a little personal reward for yourself when you do that so you can feel good about it. So it'll happen again. If it's important to you, it's important to your organization, if it's important to your team and your future, figure out a way to reward it. Now, the closer here is just as we wrap up, I really encourage you to think about these six things, right? Take them to heart. Reflect, pray, consider how you can apply them to what you're doing. And if you need help, join the Taco Discord. Come and start a conversation. I'd be happy to chat with you. And we've got lots of people there who want to help you and lend you support, because we want to see you successful. We want you to get things done, and we want to help you do it.
This is so good. I'm going to have to listen to that again, maybe once every few months. I love the budgeting idea. I do that already. I have a spreadsheet that I've made. It tracks all my income sources from my content creation, like from Twitch, Patreon, Ko-fi, all those different things, and all of my expenses. And then I have like a wish list on the side of things that I would like to do next. It really helps me see where I'm spending and focusing my funds. I also love the idea of training for your mods. I'm going to jump all over that one. One of my lifelong loves is learning. I love taking classes, watching videos, etc. And that, among other reasons, is partly why I signed up to do the Taco training class. I know that as the one creating my content, I can both be my worst critic, but also have blind spots. Maybe I won't see that glaring mistake that others may. I volunteered first week to get it out of the way, and I'm excited for the peer reviews to come in and see where I can make improvements on my content creation. You don't have to sign up for a class though. You could just find a survey or rubric online and send it to a few of your dedicated viewers or followers, and have them take a look at your content, fill out the survey and send it back to you, and get an idea of, you know, what places can you make improvements. You may want to make sure that you have thick skin, or at least pray up that God gives you wisdom and discernment and the ability to receive that with an open mind, an open heart. Because it's not easy hearing that someone doesn't like something that you're doing. But it's also worth it to improve and create better stuff to shine for God. Another idea that I heard recently was to go find some creators that share your beliefs and your passions that are doing well online, that have popular videos, and read the comments section. You'll learn so much about what people in that space are looking for. I hope this episode has given you as much or more to think about than what I got out of it. Keep being intentional, keep shining for God, and be blessed. Talk next time. Bye. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. And if you want to join in the conversation, Christian Ninja streams Monday to Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This podcast is recorded live on Tuesdays. Also, I want to invite you to join my own live stream where I stream Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Finally, if you want to help keep Christian Ninja full-time, consider joining his coffee support page where you'll find his bookstore and get updates on what's happening with Taco and Christian Ninja's ministry. If you become a member, you'll get access to all sorts of exclusive content and help reach more creators in their communities. All the links are in the description.